Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this is a podcast where it's your guidebook, it's your how-to book to live a worldly life to now a godly life. And let me just tell you guys, I've been trying to record this episode for like the longest time and everything kept going wrong. So in Jesus' name, the devil will stop preventing me from recording this episode. Okay, so let me just pull up my notes real quick. All right. Let's get started, okay? So today's episode is called Your Storage is Full. So I know I've been mentioning a lot about what you fill out your hearts with and what comes out, but what we fill our hearts with can block out Jesus too. So have you ever found yourself given into the temptation of sin because you missed your past life? Have you ever experienced a time in your life when you don't feel like the where you don't feel the weight of God's judgment after you sin? There comes a moment where we feel often trapped, as if we are merely reliving the same experiences repeatedly. We burden ourselves with the shame of our past, and we are drawn back with the temptations embedded from the memories of our former lives. As we sift in through the old photos and we find ourselves comparing our past selves to what we are now, asking, why am I stuck? We recognize that our former life did not glorify God, and now we would feel like it was a bit easier just not having to live our life for God. It seemed easier not having a purpose to live. It seemed easier not having anything to live for. So real quick, we're just gonna do a quick prayer because I need to get my words right, and I just need to just, guys, let me tell you, everything has just been going wrong. Okay, so Father, I pray that you just let this podcast and let this episode just go through, be recorded smoothly in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray that whoever listens to this, Lord, that is what they needed to hear, God, that you reach those who need to hear this message that you have set in my heart, Lord God. I pray that you just let your spirit take over and flow through us, Lord. I pray that you let my words come out the way you need it to be, Lord. I pray that this episode can just reach the hearts and change the lives or give some type of message to those who need to hear it, Lord. And I pray that whatever it is, Lord, that they can understand that their hearts are the ones that need to have the storage for you to move into and work in their lives, God. I pray that that our words be heard. And let every distraction be removed from our minds and in our room, Lord Jesus, that we can just be able to listen to this and let your spirit flow and set around our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay. Let's just go ahead and do it. So we're gonna start off. I have 3 points that I wanna go over. And this is how we are going to remove what we fill our hearts with and just fill it up with what Jesus wants us to fill it with. Okay. So, point one, it's easy to sin without discipline. I rhymed. See how I rhyme? I'm just so clever like that. All right. So, when we live our life before Christ, when we live our life before Christ, it was easier to sin because we did not have a relationship with God. It was easy to give in to what the flesh desired because we had nothing to live for. We've always had a judgment from both the world and God, but the world outweighed God's judgment because we wanted to fit in. We wanted the acceptance of the world because we're surrounded more by that. We wanted the world because we did not know God. We wanted the world because that was the only thing that we thought we could get happy from. We did not know God, and we did not needed anyone to live for because we had the world to do the things that they wanted us to do, and we just have to accept the fact that we didn't have Jesus in our life. So we just sinned so we can live for the world. It was easier to sin without discipline because we didn't get the conviction. We didn't get the spiritual warfare. We didn't get the fact that we're fighting a battle because we didn't know what battle we were fighting. We were just giving into what our flesh wanted. We were just giving into what the devil wanted to play in our mind. And a matter of fact, since we didn't live for God, the devil barely even bothered us because we weren't living for God. He didn't see us as a threat. He was like, okay, you're with me, so cool. I'm gonna let you do whatever you want. So let's go ahead and read 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way so that you can endure it. So the temptations we get, the sin that we're wanting to do, it all comes from our past. So the devil doesn't make his own disasters. He kind of just goes with what we know already, and he just plays a mind game in that heart. Because the sins that we've done in the past, the sins that we did when we lived for the world, was the sins that our own flesh wanted to do. So what the devil does is he uses our memories of our past and he morphs it into this serpent that is just constantly taunting us in our mind. Like, he is wanting us to listen to it and give into the temptation that what our flesh wanted. It's saying that, hey, you lived this life before. Remember how much easier your life was? Remember how much fun you had back then? Remember how cool you were? Remember all the friends you had? Which, although that does sound nice, having friends, having the status of being popular, having all these things. And people say that Christians' lives are boring, but honestly, it's a lot more fun than what we had before. But anywho, that's another thing. But the devil just, he uses that serpent and just puts it in our mind. And he just kept playing with us and taunting us and moving us. And he's like, hey, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. But you need to understand that, yes, everyone's talking about like, oh yeah, listen to your body. Your body knows what you want. The body knows what you want. But the spirit knows what you need. So listen to the spirit, because the spirit knows what you need to get saved. And the flesh knows what you need to or want to stay in the world. Like, y'all need to listen to your spirit, not your flesh, okay? Listen, don't listen to your body. Don't listen to your body, because the body is just flesh. Don't listen to that part of your body, okay? We are God's temple. Meaning we need to care for your body and use your body as God has created us to be. Don't use your body to give in to the temptation of the flesh and do whatever the devil or what the world is trying to pressure us into doing. Moving on. Sorry, I lost my place. So what the serpent does in our head is he is going to pressure us enough to want to let go of God's hand. He wants us to let go of God's hand so that we can go back to the world and leave what we had before. But the best part about how good God is once he knows who you are, once you've had a relationship with him, once you've put your faith into Jesus, he's not going to let go of your hand. You may feel like you let go of him, but he's going to put it in your head. He's going to give you conviction. He's going to fill you with the spirit. He's going to give you the guidance and understand that this is not the same. Because after you lived your life for God, it is not the same. Sinning and doing the things we did before is not the same. We're not going to get the same satisfaction of the sin that we did before than what we do now. Because let's say we get drunk, and that was like, okay, let's say you struggled with the addiction of alcohol. And you constantly got drunk, you felt numbed, you felt great, life was great because you had all this alcohol in your system. And that was before you lived for Christ. After you lived for Christ, you start noticing the downside of getting drunk and having alcohol in your system. And you start noticing that life wasn't so great because you constantly wake up with hangovers, you constantly are losing relationships, you're constantly destroying your own body. And understand that you're not taking care of God's temple. So sin is not the same after you live for Christ. And that's why when we have the temptations, we start noticing that the closer we are to God, the less satisfaction we get from sin. Which is great because God never lets us go. And no matter how many times we try, and every time we say yes to temptation, God is going to be like, you're not happy with that. So let me just go ahead and move you over somewhere else. So, yeah. Okay. Next point. We are our own enemy. Okay. Every time you sin, every time you get tempted, yes, we want to blame the devil, but also understand that you have free will. You are your own enemy. Our flesh wants what it wants, and we put it in our head like, okay, this is what they want. I'm gonna go ahead and listen to my body and just go ahead and do it. But we're not listening to what our flesh wants. We're gonna listen to what our spirit wants. Keep that in mind. Because if we fill our hearts with whatever the world pressure us to fill it with, like sin, temptation, worldly music, curse words, like all that stuff, like we're gonna fill that hearts with that, and it's gonna block God from being able to fill our heart up. Because just like an iPhone, we fill up our phones with so much storage with like photos and messages and videos and apps and games and all that stuff, and then it gets so full, and we either have to pay for more or we just can't, we have to delete stuff. Same thing with our hearts. We fill up our hearts with so much stuff from the world that we don't have enough space for Jesus to make anything out of our lives because we're not letting him in. We blocked him out by filling up our hearts with so much stuff from the world rather than filling up our hearts for with Jesus and godly things and stuff that will glorify the heavens. And so when it gets to that point, we either have to pay the price of dealing with our guilt and shame and dealing with the price of the aftermath of what the world does to us, or you can delete the past. You can delete the sins, and you can delete the stuff that you filled your heart with, and continuously filling up your heart with more of God, Christ things, making room for Jesus. The more sin and temptation and freedom the world is giving us, we are not being disciplined. We are just giving into what our body wants. We're not going to discipline ourselves, which honestly, it's absolutely crazy because we cannot listen to those videos. We cannot watch those videos. We cannot send that text. We cannot listen to that because God is going to protect you and strengthen you from sin. But if you're not going to discipline yourself, how is he going to be able to give you this? How is he going to be able to use you if you're not going to use the resources that he's handing over to you to stop from sinning, to stop from going back to the past, to stop you from burdening yourself with the guilt and shame? He can't do anything if you're not going to be willing to accept the fa and accept and use the resources that he's handing you. I watched this video on Instagram, and it was this man and this old lady who had dementia. And the man was talking to the lady, and he was like, "You pray every day, you give your life to God, and you're the nicest person I know, but you have dementia." And then he was like, "But I am a mean person, and I don't live my life for God, and I do whatever I want, but my life is perfect. How come is that your God is so great and you have dementia?" Well, the lady said, and I love this because when I tell you, I heard that and I was like, wow. Hold on, I have to like bring my computer closer. Okay, so she said, "Because the world is a prison, the door is always open and you can walk out anytime, but the devil does not want you to leave. So he gives you everything you want so you don't turn your life to God. The devil gives you everything you want so you do not turn your life to God. So he makes your life seem all perfect and great so you wouldn't have a reason to turn your life to God. But just like in the book of Revelation says, when he comes for his people, that jail cell is going to close. You are not leaving that door. Once that time is up, you are stuck in that cell with the devil, and you're going to stay in that fiery pit while the rest of us who chose God can live our life freely. We sin for a reason, because we want to give in to the temptations of the world, and we want to give the temptations for our past, but also we are not perfect. We are born into sin. So we just have to understand that and accept the fact that we are sinners and that everything happens for a reason, and we just need to understand that, okay? So moving on to point number two, which is accepting the sacrifice. Accepting the sacrifice. And I don't mean the big sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. Well, I mean, yes, because he's the example that we're going to follow, because we are supposed to be more like Jesus every single day. And if he was able to sacrifice his entire life for the sake of humanity that did not deserve it, then we can go ahead and sacrifice that sin that we're doing. We can go ahead and let go of that friendship. We can go ahead and let go of that relationship. We can go ahead and stop listening to that music. We can go ahead and delete those videos off our phone. We can go ahead and stop taking those certain things, because Jesus was able to sacrifice his life for the sake of humanity. He was tortured. He was hurt. He was backstabbed. He was lied to. He was abused by others who did not believe in and trusted in him. But because even though they did that to him, he still gave his life for us. He still gave his life for them. He still forgave them. And he still loved them, no matter what happened. So we are able to let go of that sin that we so call and say that we're stuck on. There is no sin too great to stop us from living our life for Christ. You are not too far gone in sin to live your life for God. It is never too late to switch it up. It is never too late to let go of your past and move your life forward into Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, if God was able to send a perfect man to die for imperfect people, then we, the sinners, the imperfect people, can let go of that small thing that is keeping us from living our life for God. 1 Samuel 16:5 says, "Yes, in peace I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourself and come to the sacrifice with me." Come to the sacrifice with me. Like, go. Sacrifice yourself so you can live a life for Jesus. You're going to have to sacrifice, and you're going to have to make some sacrifices in order to live a life for Jesus. It's not going to be easy peasy. You cannot live a worldly life and a godly life at the same time, because it's not going to work out. Because if you're going to do that, you might as well just stay in the world. Because you're not going to get the satisfaction. You're not going to get the peace. You're not going to get the joy if you're trying to live your life for the both of them. God is good, and he's merciful, and he's loving, and he's caring, and he is going to give you the resources that you need as long as you choose to accept those resources and accept the sacrifice and take that out of your life and live for him. If you have to sacrifice social media, who cares? Do it, because it's your life that you're sacrificing if you're not going to choose to live for God. If you want to stay in that jail cell, if you want to stay in that life where the devil has given you everything and has distracted you from God, go for it. But when you go to hell, you're stuck there forever. You're not going to have the glory eternity that was described in the Bible. You're not going to have a lifelong praise or worship with God in heaven. You're not going to have that party upstairs. You're going to be stuck screaming and begging for mercy downstairs, because you decided to stay in that jail cell and accept the whatever the devil handed you to, because you wanted to take the easy route of life instead of sacrificing your life in return for what Jesus has sacrificed for us. I mean, come on. Guys, we cannot hold on to our past for that long. We cannot go back and forth between sin and God, sin and God, sin and God. You can't do that. You can't. You have to sacrifice some things. You have to let go of some things. You have to make some room in your heart for Jesus to work in you. You cannot fill up your heart with the storage of sin and still expect God to save you because there's no room for Him to save you in. It's up to you. We have free will, and we need to take that free will and accept the sacrifice that Jesus had made for us and sacrifice some things ourselves in order to be saved. You're going to have to sacrifice some family members. You're going to have to sacrifice some friends. You're going to have to sacrifice some comfort, some money. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you are struggling with or dealing with in sin, or whatever the devil is taunting you with, you're going to have to sacrifice it, because God cannot save you if you're not going to make room in your heart for Him. He's giving you the resources. He's holding your hand. He's right there. But are you going to make the sacrifice and let go of your past life and move on to your newborn Christ life? The choice is yours. It's up to you how you want to live your life for Jesus. We're going to go back to the Old Testament. Okay, we're going to take it all the way back to when Noah, the Noah's Ark. And if you don't know the story, go read the book of Genesis and Exodus, because that you'll understand it more. But like, quick rundown. So this is when the world was just made and all that fun stuff. And people were like, you know, being populated and all that. But the earth was so full of sin. I'm talking, there was a murder every 5 minutes. Everywhere you turn, there was fighting, there was lust, there was affairs, there was lying, there was fights, there was murder, there was crime, there, like, everything you walked around, like, it's like going to the ghetto side of your city, but like 10 times worse. Like, there was so much sin, the world was so full of sin, and God was like, I wish I never did this. Like, what did I do? This is not what I wanted. And so therefore, God was like, you know what? Let me just do a little reset button. And then He saved the only family that had a little bit of space in their hearts. I didn't say they were sinless. I didn't say they were perfect. But they left room in their hearts for Jesus to move in them. They left room in their hearts for the Spirit to flow in them. And so God told Noah to build the ark. And He said, bring your family and bring two of each animal and stay in that ark. And so they stayed in that ark while it rained and rained and rained for days and months. The whole earth flooded. The entire population died in that flood, except for that one family that left just a little bit room for Jesus. They weren't perfect. They were sinners too. They've done things they shouldn't have done either. But because they left room for Jesus, because they gave them a little bit of trust, they were able to be saved from that flood. So because of them, we are standing here today. Because of them, humanity wasn't completely wiped out. Because we are born into flesh, we have sin in our nature. We want things the world tempts us with, and we also want our flesh to tempt us with it. No matter, I'm not even specifically talking about lust when I talk about what your flesh is tempting you with, because your flesh can tempt you with a lot more things. And yes, lust is one of the factors, but it's not the only factor when we talk about your flesh. It could be overeating. It could be being lazy. It could be, like, I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of sins that your body wants to do. And it's just like wanting the acceptance, wanting the pride, wanting the status. Like, there's just so much more that we can do with, like, listening to just your flesh. Because, again, you are your own enemy. It's not just the devil. The devil just kind of, matter of fact, the devil does not do anything. The devil just manipulates your mind into playing mind games so you can destroy your own self. So everything that you're blaming the devil for, it's not his fault. It's your fault. Because you're listening to that mind game that he's trying to play in your brain. We need to understand that we cannot submit to what our flesh wants. We need to submit to what the Spirit wants. Going on to point number 3, surrendering your life to God. Understand that the past is in the past, and those who surrender themselves to God will be made new. Yes, we've done stuff in the past that we're not proud of. And yes, we haven't done things. And yes, we are not perfect. And yes, we're still human. But keep in mind, Adam and Eve wasn't perfect, and they were the first humans made. Daniel wasn't perfect when he got put into the lion's den and he was saved from God. He still wasn't a perfect man. Saul was not perfect. Noah wasn't perfect. Esther wasn't perfect. Daniel wasn't perfect. Oh, I said Daniel already. Peter wasn't perfect, and he was one of God's Jesus' disciples. And Jesus was tempted by sin. Nobody is perfect, and God is still going to use us. Because God didn't make us to be perfect. Because if we were made perfect... Sorry, had to readjust my leg. I was falling asleep. Okay. If we were made perfect, then how are we going to be able to show how good God is? If we were born to be a perfect human being and a sinless person, how are we going to prove how that God even exists? Because God uses our testimony to spread to others, to encourage others and understand that they have a life to live for. But if we were all born perfect, then it wouldn't matter. But God made us imperfect for a reason. If we keep the mindset of, I don't belong here, or I'm not good enough, or I'm too far into sin to turn back, we'll never see the results of God. He won't be able to work in your life if you're not going to let him. He's not going to work in your life or move in us if we're not going to say, hey, I know I'm not perfect, but you made me this way. So let me see and trust in what you have next for me. Because God can use your addiction. God can use your addiction and tell and show others, hey, this person used to be addicted and he was too far gone and he almost died because of his addiction. But because God saved him, he is no longer sick. He is no longer addicted. And maybe, if I turn my life for God as well, God will save me too. And it's not a maybe, actually. He will save you too. Because if he did it for that person, he will do it for me. And if he did it for me, he will do it for you. And he will do it on and on and on, over and over and over again. Because God is so good. And God has made us imperfect so we can show others what God does. We are the examples. We are the leaders. We are to be shown the light and the darkness. We are supposed to use our darkness and our past, not to hold on to, but we use our past to show others what God is doing. If we are using our past to show what will happen if we choose to fill our hearts with God. And I'm telling you right now, if you seek God, the ability to not give in to temptation will get easier. And you're going to be like, Kimberly, you're telling me to seek God, but how am I supposed to do that? I don't know how to do this. And I get it. You don't know how to do it because you don't know. You're still new to this. Or maybe you're not new to this, but you want to know exactly how to seek God, because sometimes you live your life as a Christian your whole life and then you just never get shown how to do these things. But let me tell you right now, seeking God is not that difficult. It's not. It could literally just be going, walking outside and just noticing the things God has done, like the plants, the skies, the trees, yourself. We're all creations of him. And it's so beautiful. Seeking God does not mean praying one day and then doing whatever I want the next day. Seeking God means that every single day of your life, you're going to choose to live your life like it's Sunday every single day. Going to church, reading the Bible, worshiping, praising God. You can't just post a Bible verse and say that you're Christian. You can't post a Bible verse and say that you're saved. If your heart's already so full of sin, and if your heart is already full of what the world has given you, and you're not making room for Jesus to actually work into your heart, you're not giving room for the Spirit to dwell inside your heart and cleanse it and purify it, because there's no room for it. God is trying to squeeze himself into your heart just so he can help you out just a little bit, just so he can save you just a little bit, so he can give you the courage and the strength that you need to say no to sin. But we're not going to do it if we are not going to let our lives be used by God. Moving on to the next factor, where going back to the story of the old lady and the man, which and all that, the devil is going to give us whatever we want. We're going to assume that we are happy. We're going to assume that this is the perfect life, because the devil is giving us everything we want. He's giving us riches. He's giving us pride. He's giving us so-called happiness. But all of this stuff is temporary. All of that stuff that you're enjoying right now is going to come to an end. So I'm telling you right now, clear up that storage in your heart. Delete the temptations of your sin. Delete the stuff out of that heart of yours and stop filling it up with more sin and more corruption from the world and the devil, and instead find God. Read a verse every single day. It just has to be one verse. It could be 5 seconds, a 5 second prayer saying, "Thank you, Jesus, that I'm alive." Every morning while I'm driving to work, because it's an hour drive, so I have some time to kill, I always pray, "Father, let me be more like Jesus today than I was yesterday. Protect my heart and guide my and guard my mind so that the devil and the world does not tempt me, and that I can have the authority and the strength to say no, so I can become more like Jesus than I was. Let me be an example to those." I pray that every morning, because I am supposed to be an example like Jesus is. And if we're going to be like Jesus every single day, we're going to sacrifice our sins. We're going to sacrifice our comfort. We're going to sacrifice the pride that we have inside of our hearts. We're going to sacrifice that. Because if we keep holding on to the things that hurt us in the past, if we keep holding on to the burdens that we have on other people and not forgive them and let them go, then we're not going to be able to be saved. Like, I'm telling you guys, oh my gosh, I'm crying. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, people are going to hurt people. And hurt people, but saved people save people. Hurt people, and save people. We need to understand that we have to let ourselves go and get rid of whatever hardship that we went through in the past and just give it on to God. We need to understand that Jesus is the only way out of the hardships and the cruelty that we give, because how we were raised, how we grew up, how we filled our hearts in the past, and the people that hurt us, they're going to shape who we are now. And we just need to understand that God, people have hurt us. And we need to know that it's okay that it's not okay that they hurt us, but it's okay to understand and move on. Because if we're not going to move on from what we were hurt from, God cannot work inside your heart. Because that anger, that pride, that burden is filled in your heart and is not leaving any room for Jesus to move it. He is capable of breaking down that wall. He is capable of erasing everything in your heart and giving you a new start. But are you willing to delete the storage? Are you willing to free up space for God? He's the only way out of the jail cell. And yes, as Christians, we're going to go through things. And it's because the devil doesn't want us to live our life for God. He wants to trap you in that jail cell and say, "Hey, this life is perfect. Come with me." But he traps you in there. And it only brings more hardships into it. So I'm just begging you guys to just let go of the past. Let go of whatever hurt you and forgive those who did. Just submit yourself to God. Clear that storage and make that space in your heart for Jesus so we can fill it up with Him. Because with Jesus, it's unlimited storage in our hearts. But with sin, there's going to be a limit. So walk out of that jail cell right now and clear up your past. Sorry, guys. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to talk to you guys about. But yeah, so I hope you guys have a good night, a good day, a good evening, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Whenever you are listening to this. All right. So I hope this help you guys out a little bit, and I hope this reaches whoever needs to be reached. So yeah, bye guys. I love you guys. God bless.